For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. There's been a lot of talk lately about FedEx and Amazon.com, that perhaps these companies could merge in the future, or at the very least, there could be a growing rivalry in the package delivery business. So let's see what Commercial Appeal logistics reporter Max Garland thinks about that. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Max, some analysts recently got together and floated this idea of Amazon buying FedEx. Is this like fantasy baseball of business, pure speculation?
Yeah, for right now, it's essentially just food for thought among the analysts. And even the analysts that proposed this said, hey, this is a move that would face long odds, antitrust hurdles. But essentially, they laid out here is the logic behind why Amazon would buy FedEx.
And what is that logic?
The main reason buying FedEx would be appealing for Amazon is if Amazon wanted to control all aspects of its distribution and provide shipping services beyond those provided for items within its own network. Right now, Amazon relies quite a bit on FedEx, the U.S. Postal Service, UPS for a lot of its deliveries. So it's vulnerable right now to any sort of rate changes or new surcharges that come from those couriers. And I don't think Jeff Bezos wants Amazon to be beholden to any company besides Amazon.
Do you see these companies, though, maneuvering around each other a little bit right now?
A little bit. FedEx, for a long time, has discounted Amazon as a threat. But we see Amazon expanding its own air service. It's testing out a new home delivery service in some markets. And even in SEC filings, FedEx has said departing executives can't work for competitors like Amazon for a period of time, which sort of answers that question.
Now that Amazon has home delivery, same-day home delivery of products, suddenly last week, FedEx reveals this robot. It looks like a mailbox on wheels. Are we going to see robots delivering FedEx packages anytime soon?
Well, they'll be testing out that possibility, and it's not just packages. FedEx is going to try out this same-day delivery with Pizza Hut pizzas, items from, say, Walgreens or Walmart or areas like that, even AutoZone parts.
This sort of had a celebrity rollout.
The debut happened on the Jimmy Fallon show last week. One of FedEx's executives came on the show along with this robot, and the robot rolled through some stones. It rolled through sand, a small puddle, with Jimmy Fallon declaring this is the future. So it was quite a flashy rollout. And it climbed up some stairs, too, so it could deliver right to your doorstep.
I guess Memphis potholes will be the ultimate test.
Oh, absolutely. And Memphis will be one of those test markets. So we'll see how Memphians react to seeing that robot rolling down the street.
When Amazon was floating its HQ2 publicity stunt, many people were saying that a big reason the company couldn't build here was because there weren't enough workers in Memphis. And this is actually a problem for FedEx as well, so much so that it's busing workers from Cleveland, Mississippi every weeknight. It's a 4-hour round trip. They have to do this, right?
FedEx is saying right now it's a pretty tight labor market in Memphis right now, one we haven't seen in a long time. And when you combine that with the fact that the jobs FedEx wants filled are part-time, they're at night, they aren't desk jobs, they're doing a lot of package sorting, that's a tough sell for job seekers. So they go now to Cleveland, Mississippi.
And how many people are coming up every day?
It's roughly around 200 workers coming up through those bus services, but that will be growing in the future. FedEx is expanding that to include some day shifts as well.
Right. This isn't a program that's ending anytime soon.
They do consider it a pilot program, so it's any guess as to how long they'll sustain it, but FedEx is maintaining that they'll continue offering services and busing those workers up.
All right. Max Garland is logistics reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
This is WKNO News.